12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Hello, and welcome to A Spy Thriller with Teeth. 12-Sided Stories presents Dead Drop, a story-heavy, rules-light Knights Black Agents actual play. And now, your director, Wes Otis.
Hello, my name is Wes, and we are here with Dead Drop, episode number 8. We have some agents with us. Let's start with B.
Hello all, I am B. Zelda, they, them, and I am playing Decker Black, he, him, who was recently the muscle and the face, but most recently, who was most notably the muscle and the face, but is most recently just got his ass kicked.
Hello, I am Pooja, she, her, playing Asha Kumar, also she, her. And, you know, there's just something wonderful about the precise application of explosive devices. It just requires a little bit of setup, a little bit of clearing out some space. But once you get it, there's just something beautiful about it.
I'm Michelle Otis, and I am playing Sophia Vallardes, who, she may not be good with a gun. And she may not be good in a fight, but damn if she can't drag people out of a scene. So she has her uses.
Hello, I am Saint or Saint Spider, and I've been playing Layla Soto, who is suffering from a bit of blood loss, a bit of fatigue, we'll say. But she did just pick up a little nice clue. So there's that.
Before we start, please consider supporting the show through Patreon or on ko-fi.com, spelled K-O-F-I. Now, on with the show.
All right, so last time we got together, you watched Thaddeus' star disintegrate. You did a bunch of tests, finding out that the pure blood purple pills actually are much better than the red ones that are hitting the street that basically mutate people. You found out that the pill vampires must feed and continue to take the drug to maintain their powers, whereas the purebloods do not. You found a way to possibly help Asha through transfusions and injections of probably a lot of garlic and maybe a suntan. We don't know. You then got a call from Decker's mom, who said that Jenny and her had escaped some men. Jenny had hit her in a bathroom in a diner, and that the men had taken her. Those men were waiting, or at least some men were waiting, to attack you when you got to the diner. It was a really good fight where Decker took out two, but then got hit in the face and thrown across the parking lot into the van, and took a lot of damage while his mother was coming out, and she saw the whole thing and was like, oh my God.
Not my baby.
Layla got hit by a bullet, but was able to kill her assailant. And then Asha was able to turn one into mist by throwing a grenade at it, basically, and making it go boom. That is where we're at right now. You all are in the van. You are compromised, basically. You've got Decker's mom. Decker is knocked out. Layla is losing blood quickly. What do you want to do?
Well, as we are driving back to the safe house, of course, through circuitous routes, making sure we're not followed, calling Carla, making sure we get a doctor over there.
Okay, Carla answers the phone and you tell her what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
She goes,
okay, well, go over to Goldfield and they'll patch you up, okay?
Okay.
You show up, they rush in. At this point, they start dealing with Decker first, resetting the jawline, maybe having to use some mesh to keep the jaw maybe closed a little bit so that it doesn't move much, so that they can heal up.
This is a nightmare for him.
Yeah.
He's got the cuts on the inside of his mouth. His jaw's been broken. It's not going to be symmetrical anymore. This is a lot to take in. Okay.
It is a lot to take in.
The people love scars.
This isn't a scar. This is an entire facial shift.
I mean, we could make it a scar.
I'm good.
Meanwhile, Layla, you are put under, and several hours go by, and there's a montage of taking out the bullet, resetting the face, doing all this stuff. We're going to say that you're at the place for, I don't know, I'll throw out 24 hours. And the two of you are recovering. Now, here's the deal. In true cinematic form, you're going to need a little time to heal up, to maybe hide out and figure out what your plan is, why you're healing up. Your second secret spot is probably blown. You don't want to go back there. You're not sure, but why risk it? You know they might have Ginny, or they might have just let her go. You're not sure. She hasn't contacted you. But you're in no position to go off and start doing anything. Do you guys want to try to do something in your impaired state? Or do you want to do the time jump? We waited a good week in...
A week?
Yeah.
Mm.
You took a lot of damage.
A week is a lot. Okay, valid. But I don't know if Decker can stay put.
I mean, Jenny's disappeared and being chased.
Mm-hmm. Her life is in danger, immediate danger.
True.
I can see if there is any digital trail on Ginny.
Okay.
And I would like to get a supply of bagged blood from Dr. Goldfield while we're over here to start my treatments.
Right.
Am I your blood type? Hey, doctor, you, not you, Layla, other doctor, what's my blood type?
I'm going to say that, yeah, Decker, you are her blood type.
Oh, so I can't use bagged blood. It has to be a transfusion from a person.
Well, you can use bagged blood if you want. I wasn't thinking. Yes, if you want to use bagged blood, you can. He just doesn't have a ton here. This is a small clinic for like, oh shit, someone's come in and we need to do, you know, the kind of blood you need is like a blood bank.
I got a lot of it. I'm a big dude.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah, but also though, I don't know, just... We don't want you in a weakened state because you've lost too much blood.
We probably, because we don't have a lab anymore to do any of this. So this is all just planning for the future, essentially.
I mean, the doctor might let us use their lab.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have any plasma stuff.
Yeah, correct.
I would say maybe Carla can hook us up with maybe some extra blood through the clinic. So it looks like the clinic's just having a bad couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. That's the smartest. Why not, you know, squeeze out the resources that we already have?
That was my thought, because there's a limited amount that a person can donate in a time frame without weakening themselves. So I don't want to add to that burden on your work, and especially because you're recovering from like a massive trauma.
He rubs his jaw and then the back of his head. Wait. Yeah.
Well, just remember your jaw's a little close, so talking is difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a thing where you can't really talk much, like you got caught in
your mouth. Okay, I can talk like this. Yeah. Good.
So you all get, for the surgery and everything else, we're going to say that you get 4 points back. So instead of being down 8, now Decker is down 4. And Layla, you're only down 1. But you are still injured. You still have injuries. So it's, you know, like I said, it's a cinematic game. So, you know.
Yes. Do any of our general abilities replenish after 24 hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
All of them?
Everything goes back up. Not stability, though.
Okay.
Oh, stability doesn't?
No, stability only goes up a little bit.
What if I told you I hugged my mother? My point of stability, what is it called? She is my sources of stability.
Actually, I'll just do that for everybody. Everybody can get 4 points of stability back.
Everybody hugs my ma.
Everybody hugs mom.
I mean, that's a universal panacea.
We haven't really used this because it hasn't come up, but there's something called heat. And it's when, basically, when the heat's on, when the authorities are after you. And at this point, the authorities are after you. That was a very sloppy battle that you just did. So the heat is pretty high. What do you all want to do?
We have that pass that I got from the shooter on the roof or in the building. And so we figured out that it was most likely, well, I discerned briefly that it was most likely a warehouse location associated. So if we can just like use, you know, Sophia's skills to just match like, okay, where's this hideout?
Okay.
And we also, I mean, I am worried about Jenny.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She might be at the hideout.
I'm thinking for Jenny, I could use electronic surveillance, which is an investigative skill. Like, because I could, you know, look at CCTV footage and things like that.
You do that, and you see her getting thrown into the back of a probably older 1990s van, a really junky minivan, and driving it off. And you follow the CCTV info to a warehouse that is pretty close to where Igor's place was.
Interesting. Do I recognize any of the mooks?
I'm going to say no, because you've only run into like one of them that was then shot. So no, you don't recognize any of them.
Yeah, but they're not my mooks. They're all fathers. Okay.
They're all fathers.
Is it the warehouse that the pass is for, or is it for some cruel reason not that warehouse?
No. You're pretty sure it's the same warehouse. Okay. That would be very
so cruel.
Yeah, it'd be very so cruel. No, it's the same warehouse.
All right.
So what's the plan? Go ahead and talk amongst yourselves and formulate ideas of what you want to do next.
Okay, so the ones on the pills weren't affected too much by light.
Sunlight, not at all, no.
No, but I'm wondering if any of the other stuff might affect them.
So far, headshots and major health damage.
Is this something that we would have been able to determine when we were determining the weaknesses for the purple pills? We would have been able to determine it for the red pills too, right?
I'll say there was a theory because it makes more sense. Because Thaddeus would go around during the day and the others would go around during the day. Remember, I said the purebloods, their powers were weakened in the sun. It doesn't mean that they bursted into flame. And I think that's what Asha thought was going to happen.
No, I just wanted to, mainly I wanted to do what it ended up doing, which was like stun it and kind of weaken it. So if the stunned one hit, maybe it would hit less strongly. Maybe we could kill it with less damage. It's that kind of like.
Right. It did stun it for a few moments. So that was good.
But, you know, I was not thinking that it would disintegrate.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So from what you learned, then yes, you knew that it seems like whatever the main vampires have, the drug vampires seem to have a combination of it, but less because the pills have been basically watered down, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we can attack this or infiltrate this warehouse. We either need to get in there to get Jenny or get them to bring her out.
Yeah. So we need to extract Jenny and take out that stronghold entirely, which I can do that part, but I'm not particularly a ton of help getting Jenny out.
Is there any way to track the communications of these guys? Like, they can't be so smart that they are encrypting every single text or everyone's got a burner phone.
No, absolutely. You guys can totally track these people.
Yeah, I have digital intrusion.
Yeah, let's see if there's any talking about, because perhaps there's a point where they're moving her and we can intercept that, blow up the place before she, you know, anyone is the wiser. I have no idea. But yeah.
I'm wondering if I can not just like hack their communications, but also any surveillance cameras they're going to have at the warehouse.
Yeah, sure. But I'm going to say, well, you know what? No, they're not the smartest. So they don't have the greatest stuff. So let's say basic roll.
Okay. So I'm going to put 3 because I don't trust my dice anymore. And I'm glad I put 3 because I rolled a 1. So 4.
Wow. Just passed.
There seems to be CCTVs around there. They don't have anything inside the warehouse, but there is a lot of chatter back and forth from the Sally Summers food place and their warehouse about what to do with this girl. They keep talking about using her as bait or keeping her as a hostage to be able to bring you to heel. They have put you out on all federal watch lists. So you're all now pretty much burned. They know who you are now, and they have moved quickly because they are part of the apparatus. They have all the information. So they're using Sally Summer food warehouses where they're getting all the blood as their main distribution place. This is like a secondary place. So they take the drugs from places like Brad Templeton's basement or from Sally's place. They used to have a vampire there. They no longer have one. You get the idea that they don't have any vampires right now, and they're freaking out a bit.
We can read between the lines with their communications and like the franticness of their actions and how everything doesn't quite seem so planned as it should be, all things considered.
They do talk about the fact that the vampires can't help their egos and that they will always return to people who they're involved with. And they think that the Baron's going to come back at some point. And if they're around when you're there, they can capture the Baron again and continue production. And they do talk about the fact that their other vampire was released recently as well by somebody else.
Well, they had 5, right? Because they had the Baron and then the 4 from the purple pills.
No, they had the Baron and then 3 others. The Baron was part of the purple pills. So they're talking about the fact that they seem not to have access to any vampires right now. You guys let go 1 and the other 3 have disappeared. But the weird thing is they're talking about the fact that the other 3 were stolen, not freed.
Are we seeing this or is it just Sophia?
I'm sure Sophia is relaying the information.
Yeah, I'm sharing.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's extremely concerning. I'm not aware of another party in between the pill vampires and the originals. So,
and it didn't sound like C had them.
No.
Because he wanted to know as much as we wanted to know where they were, what this operation was about. So there is an unknown factor here.
That's what you're getting from all this. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Do we think it's Van Helsing? Decker says from his hospital bed. Could we call him?
It's not a bad idea.
He's really suspicious.
He is suspicious, but it didn't sound like he knew that much more about the actual vamps than we did. And I didn't get the impression that he was lying to us about that part of it.
Right. I don't trust him.
I mean, no, never. Never trust.
Trust, but verify.
Yes. That is as good as an option as any. Get some more info from our benefactor or whatever the hell he is.
He's a benefactor. He's been paying for all this, so... You call him up. What information do you tell him? Like, I don't want to say you tell him everything, obviously. What do you want to impart?
It makes sense to say that we know about the warehouse.
I think it makes sense to say that there appears to be another party involved that was previously unknown to us. Like, obviously, there's someone else who knows. Does he know anything about that? Like, have you heard any scuttlebutt?
Who were the other big names, the big players? And could it possibly be Taft?
Right.
Well, I mean, if what you're telling me is if Taft is the head of this particular group of people, it doesn't make sense that he would then in trying to create a drug? I mean, it's a competitive market. The second something hits the ground, it's going to get copied.
But who would have the resources to not only know about this, but pull off taking over distribution completely without anyone finding out about it? That's not a long list.
The Russians, possibly.
Possibly.
Igor had a bunch of the stuff you said. It's possible that they're making a move. They seem to be connected somehow with the waste distribution stuff. That's a possibility.
True.
And they would have been able to find out because those are their drivers. It's not like they wouldn't have known what's in the back of those trucks.
And I mean, who knows? You were led to those trucks by one of their people. It's a possibility. We need to find the Baron and kill him, though.
I don't think that's the priority right now.
Do we? No, that's not.
It may not be your priority, but getting rid of the full-blood vampires and cutting off whatever... If we cut off the source of the blood, then they can't make any more pills and then they die out.
Well, that's the point of finding out who took the other three.
I get that. So what are you going to do to find out who took the other three?
We were hoping you could help with that.
Yeah, I'm helping you with, like, money and logistics and trying to get the cops off your butts and all of that stuff. I'm hiring you to do a job of finding out all this information and taking care of it. So if you get a chance to take out a true vampire, you know, I know you're not going to not take the shot. Make sure that you get rid of them. Because if we get rid of them, then we get rid of the problem. And I'm getting a sense that there's not a lot of them. If you're telling me that there were only four connected to these pills and three are missing, you know, and then the Baron is missing, and they're scrambling to find, I don't think that these true vampires are plentiful.
Probably not, but at the same time, we'll explore the Russian angle. See if you can dig up any more leads on where they... Because that's the other thing, is like, so, yes, you hired us to do a job, but... You obviously know more than you're telling us, which is fine. We all have our secrets. But know that the Baron, who could be anywhere in the world at this point, isn't going to be our priority. Our priority is what's going to be in front of us, which currently is the Allfathers and the Russians.
You know, you're right. You're right. If you are able to cripple their distribution and make it difficult for them to spread this stuff, there might be some collateral damage. I don't see any way out of this without collateral damage, to be honest. I'd like to avoid it, but look, I'll do whatever research I can. There's only so much I can do, though. I'm under as much heat as you are. Let me put it that way. So, you know, just that's why my voice is being garbled, and that's why I move every two nights, is to avoid being found. So... I will do what I can on my end. You deal with the Allfathers. I'll see if I can find your other three vampires.
Wait. Can somebody come and take my ma? I can't keep her with, like, we're working.
Yeah, I'll send Carla over and we'll get her out of harm's way. Just give me 30 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
So he hangs up. We're going to say 30 minutes goes by. Your mom's out of there.
We all hug her goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
What do you all want to do?
I mean, we might just have to go in and just exfiltrate and then maybe place some explosives along the way and blow them up when we're out of there.
If we blow things up strategically ahead of time, we can divert a lot of their attention to putting out the fires and dealing with the explosives while we go in and infiltrate. We'll have less heat on us.
It's probably one of the smarter things Decker's ever said.
He does have military training.
Mm-hmm.
True. You could literally maybe attack one of the trucks or get the Allfathers to come out, and then why there's not a lot of people at the other location, you could go in and deal with that. It's definitely a plan.
Distract and dive.
All right.
I mean, if we can get the Russians to attack one of their trucks.
Yeah.
That's thinking.
Yeah. I was also thinking of burning Rick Lowe.
Finally!
Burning his cover.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
I mean, if we point the Russians in the direction of Rick Lowe as responsible for Igor.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like your thinking. I get in contact with Alex.
Hey, got any news for me?
Yeah, actually. So I've got a lead on who might have harmed our mutual. There's a Border Patrol officer named Rick Lowe.
Oh, really?
He's involved in some pretty dangerous stuff. A whole lot of human trafficking, you know, whatever. But I think that's somebody that our friends may want to take a look at.
All right. Send over his information and I'll pay him a visit.
And I'm going to warn you, he's a lot more dangerous than he looks. Be extra prepared.
Yeah, I think we'll be okay.
No, you won't. Be extra prepared.
All right, I will be.
So I send him over the info.
You send him the info and get that started. So is the plan to wait to see if that draws the All Fathers away?
Yeah, like while we're watching to see when the All Fathers kind of clear out and prep for both the extraction and the
explosion.
Do you want to set any remote charges? I don't know.
I think they all have to be remote. Yeah.
I mean, yes, that's the prepping for the explosion part. Like, if I have everything ready to go, then I just need time to plant them. Sophia and I can go over the blueprints and figure out where our best structural points will be, all of that, while we're in this kind of holding pattern.
Okay. Layla, you're going in with me.
Mm. I was just tired.
Utter
yeah,
silence.
I was just tired. Just like, I've said enough things. I've given enough ideas.
Sophia, do you want to extract Jenny? You do have the soft touch.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally, because you're in a van all the time.
I'm a van person.
Like, and Layla and I can set the explosives? Because at this point, it's just an attachment situation rather than a...
Then, like, yeah. Well, that's fine.
So it doesn't take very long for them to start chattering about Lo getting attacked. And I'm going to say a good chunk of them start driving out on their Harleys and you prepare the stuff. It takes like 3 or 4 hours, so it gives you enough time to get over there and kind of set up.
I'm going to say we're also carrying some UV flashlights and stuff like that, just like for stunning purposes.
Excellent. I'm trying to think of what other kind of preparedness. Garlic spray, like mace, but with garlic.
That all works.
That seems something reasonable that we could make. Yeah, all right, that's my option.
You're sitting in the van. They pull out. Tell me what each of you does. You know there's still a couple of them in there, just to be clear.
We're going to sneak our way in.
All right. That sounds like a infiltration.
Oh, 0 points in that.
I have 8.
Dang!
Maybe Sophia and I should have gone in.
If you want to do that, you can.
Yeah, I'm sneaky.
Yeah, but then who's going to plant all the explosives?
Yeah, no. Please do explosives. I'll be fine.
Okay, so go ahead and make your rolls.
Asha and I are chilling still, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm going in to help get Jenny out, so I need to go inside.
And then the two of us, like, while they're going inside, are planting everything, and then we'll detonate when we know that they're clear.
Right.
All right. How many points are you going to spend, Michelle?
I'll put 2 in it. And I got a 4.
Hey.
Nice.
All right. So you sneak in and there's a large garage area with a bunch of bikes. There's 3 guys sitting around and you see that they have Jenny tied up to a chair. She looks like she's been beat up a little bit. What do the two of you want to do?
How many bikers are there?
3 altogether.
I can take out 2 if you want to take out 1.
I don't know if I can take out 1.
Sophia, come on. I believe in you.
I'm glad someone does.
You got this.
I mean, I'll try.
Okay, one shot, one opportunity, and all that.
You are 8 miles from... Never mind. All right, so... Why don't we start with you, since you're going to be the one that's probably going to miss.
Okay, well... I'm going to... But I'm going to... I have time, because they don't know I'm here, to aim...
You're going to aim? Okay.
And I'm going to spend my 2 in shooting.
All right. So is this a called shot as well?
I guess.
Well, are you going for the head, or are you going to try to slow him down or something?
I mean, I'm going to have to go for the head, aren't I?
If you want to make sure they're not going to get back up, yes.
Yeah. Go big or go home.
So you have to beat a 5 to hit them in the head.
Okay, I'm putting my 2 shooting in there, shooting my shot, and that makes it a 5.
All right. So roll a 6-sided die and add 3 points to it.
I rolled a 4, so that's 7.
Yeah, you hit one of them and they crumple to the ground. The other 2 start going for their shotguns. Decker, what do you want to do?
There's a thing where I can wield 2 pistols for my extra attack, and I think that is just badass.
Yeah, let's do that.
Pulling from my shooting on each, I'm going to apply 4 points.
Okay.
So that gives me a healthy 2 left. 8 on the first and 9 on the second.
Okay, cool. So why don't you give us a scene? Tell us how you use both these guns.
As soon as Sophia takes the shot, that's Decker's moment to unholster both of his pistols. And he unloads the magazine entirely because I want it to nearly leave. I use all my shooting. I use all my bullets. But every single one of those shots are headshots. And then after, there's not a whole lot left of their head. And after the bodies hit the ground, there's that moment where Jenny's just kind of sitting there in the chair and Decker feels so friggin' cool.
I picture that slow-mo shot where you see the gun casings popping out. And yes.
Yeah, she turns around and she's like, oh, Decker, thank God. She's like, get me out of here.
Yeah. With my knife, I'll cut the rope or whatever she was being tied with.
She gives you a big hug and a big kiss.
Oh, not, she, my face is still,
oh,
the bonus setting.
Sorry,
it's okay.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I was just excited. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, that really hurt.
Let me just kiss your cheek.
It's just a little swollen. Mm-hmm.
Just okay. Pat you on the shoulder. Thank you.
Yeah. Much better.
Thank you so much for getting me out of this. Let's get out of here now.
Yeah, guys, let's go.
And we're going to run out.
Yeah.
All right, so team 2.
Okay, so
I'm following your lead, explosives lady.
I'm going to say, we want to do this as quickly as possible. So if you were at the front of the building or wherever we pulled up the van, I give you 1/2 the explosives. You've got, marked map of where they need to go.
All right. Yeah.
And you take one side, I'll take the other side, and we'll meet back here as soon as we're done.
Right. And these are the type of things that are they'll explode and then they'll cause a fire, right? So it's going to be burning out the building as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, the point is for them to, we're putting them at structural points, so the entire building's going to collapse.
So I'm going to say, because Asha is giving you very specific instructions, that you get a +2, so you get 2 kind of floater points to use for this roll to make sure that you put the explosives all in the right positions. Asha, you also need to roll. I'm going to say this is a medium roll. So probably a 4.
Okay. All right. It's not a skill.
It's a general skill. It's basically explosive devices. You have 0, but because she prepped you, I'm giving
you
2 points.
Okay. Well, put those right in.
And I'll use 2 for this roll to place them in the place.
I rolled a 4 +2, 6.
Okay. So you're good. You put them all in the right place.
And I rolled a 6 +2 is an 8.
All right. So they're all in the right place.
And then I would like to use my, because that was a very good idea in terms of also setting it on fire. So I'm going to spend an additional 3 points to add an extra die of damage to all these explosive charges.
Nice. So why don't you give me all of the damage? Why don't you roll all the damage? Because you did it correctly. You're out. You're at a safe place.
I want to picture us driving in the van away from the building as it detonates.
Yes, we need that moment. We have worked hard for that moment.
So 2 die of damage +9.
Okay, so +9. Wow. Times that by how many charges you put in.
So that's 8 damage on the dice.
Okay, +9, so 17.
+9, so 17.
How many charges did you put? Because you said that Saint put
1/2 of them.
Yeah, I put 1/2 of them up.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that you put 6 charges all together. So
that makes sense. That's what I was going to say. It was like 3 each, because it's also something that needed to happen really quickly.
And right.
We didn't have like time to put up like 15 talking charges as much as I wanted to.
Do a 17 times 6. That's a lot of damage. That's like, you know, 20th level fireball.
That's 102 damage total.
Yeah, that's a lot. There's a ginormous explosion, a huge, big explosion down by the waterfront. It lights up the sky and the building's incinerated and you pull away. And you basically did really well. You've gotten rid of this hub. What do you want to do next? Do you have Jenny? Do you want to try to reunite Jenny with Decker's mom?
I would like her the chance to go home.
You want to send her home?
If she would like. I think I put her life at danger enough.
She's all like, you know, call me when this craziness is over.
Yeah. We can do dinner or something.
That'd be great. And so you send her on her way, and she's out of harm's way, as well as your mom being out of harm's way. So now the question is, what's next?
Summer's foods or something.
Yeah, you're going to need a... Tonight, it's not going to happen.
We need to recoup. I'm out of ammo. We're going to need more charges. Do we go back to the doctors, to Dr. Goldfield?
To get some more blood. Is that our only safe spot right now?
I think it is.
Currently, Van Helsing never gave us another.
No. Whichever safe spot we were just at was not burned, so we can go back to it.
Oh, I thought that was the doctors. Okay.
We were not burned, yeah.
So, do you want to start doing the infusions, or...
Yeah, we've done 0 of that.
Yeah, Dr. Goldfield will help with the infusions.
Yeah, they're cool.
You get a call, Asha, and it's C again.
What do you want?
I found out some information that was interesting. There seems to be some kind of power struggle going on inside of this drug cartel. A second set of people has kidnapped 3 of my people, and I think I know where they are. And I'd like you to free them. And if you free them, maybe I can give you something you want.
It's been a long day, so I'm going to be real straight with you right now. Do this massive undertaking for me, and maybe I'll give you something that you want. It's a shitty deal, and you're a shitty negotiator.
I don't have to negotiate usually.
Obviously not. But in this, you need me.
What do you want?
I want you to leave me the fuck alone. I never want to hear from you again. I never want you to come near me again. Disappear back into the hole that you crawled out of forever.
Well, let's understand the deal completely, though. You must free my brothers and sisters. You may not hurt them at all. You must let them go into the night like the Baron. If you do that, I'll respect your wishes. If you don't, I'll kill all 4 of you. I might even kill the young girl and the mom, too. If you're going to make a deal with me, if you never want to hear my voice again, you can't hurt them or we'll come after you. And we're way worse than what you're dealing with.
Trust me, I understand what you're saying. But if you're going to put this threat on the table, then the flip side is, if we do this, then they're all safe. None of them get touched by any of your people. And if they come after us, they're fair game.
Yes, of course. Free my people. Did the Baron attack you? I mean, he drank because he had to, but he didn't kill anyone.
Not for lack of trying.
You're free and clear if you do this for me. Never see us again.
Where are they?
They are being held somewhere in Queens, in New York.
He gives you the address and all the information he has. Says
they're being held there while a third party, someone called Samuel.
And when he says Samuel, your brain does this like glitch thing. And you remember being on a balcony with a red dress on, drinking wine, talking about how dangerous it would be. And Samuel is standing across from you. And he says, all right, if we do this, though, you won't remember anything. You've got to, you know, got to keep your cover. You got to pretend like you don't know what's going on until we can take everything over. I'll be working one side and you try to flush out the other. And then you come back to reality real quick. And C says,
well, do we have a deal?
We have a deal.
All right. I look forward to hearing from you.
All right. So that was a big piece of information for you. Question is do you tell anybody?
Well, are we in the same room?
Well,
right? Oh, we're all spread out. Okay.
I imagine that Asha would walk away from everybody to have that conversation.
Yes. But I will come back and say, I mean, you all know already that I have a supernatural stalker who was interested in information about all of this. And I'm going to say that, so that was the, there aren't words strong enough to express my hate for this person, this creature. But that was the count. And he knows where the other three are.
That's good. That's really wow. Good.
If we free them, he'll give us all a guarantee of safety from all of his progeny or kind or whatever.
What's the catch?
If we hurt them, we're all dead. Decker's mom is dead. Jenny is dead.
Fuck.
Guy sounds like a real peach.
Mm-hmm.
On the flip side, if any of them come for us, they're fair game.
Hmm.
Interesting. Okay, well, one way or another, we probably have to go find them, whether for Van Helsing or the Count. Seems like our path is pretty clear.
Mm-hmm.
Did he say anything about who has them, this mysterious third party?
He said that it was a infighting within the group.
So another vampire.
Another pill popper.
Ah, I see.
Is what it sounded like.
Industrial sabotage.
Yeah, like it's... Somebody wants to control the production who was already part of Taft's empire. I honestly think it's less important who has them than destroying the facility and getting the vamps out now. But that's up to y'all.
No, that's the answer. That's what we have to do. Plus, the road trip down to New York will give my jaw some more time to heal.
I believe it's up.
Everything
oh, Decker.
Is down.
From where it stands.
From where B is, it's down.
True.
True. Oh, okay. So anything else, Saint?
Well, we were going to try to start the infusions, but I guess we'll not do that.
Do you want to try to do that or?
I definitely want to do that one way or another. Like, however this goes, I want to continue this treatment.
Plus, we need to rest and plan and get intel on the location so that we can do very well with this.
So I'm going to say that the first infusion, because it's at Goldfield's place, goes fine. Don't have to make any rolls. You get some rest. You get all your points back for your different things. You're able to get back a couple of stability, so two stability. And that night, you're packing up to go to New York. And Asha, you're out by the van, and you see this man just appear from the darkness. He just walks out of shadow. He looks human, and he's just standing a few feet away from you. And he says, are you Asha?
Who the fuck are you?
I have been sent as a present. And he opens up his coat, and he's got blood all the way down his chest. And you feel your fangs pop out. And that's where we're going to end this episode.
Son of a bitch.
The heck?
All she has to do is feed one or two more times.
Boom.
Ooh, that Count, he's a crafty one.
Conniving bastard.
Hey, you never said he can't send you gifts. All right, so... Thank you all so much. That was a lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed it. I definitely did. Let's find out where all of these wonderful people are. Let's start with Saint.
Hello, I am Saint or Saint Spider, and you can find me on Twitter at Saint Spider TV. So that's SaintSpiderTV on Twitter. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Pooja. You can find me on Twitter at LADaisyGirl. That's LADeesi girl. Pretty much all the other socials is Forgotten Saves. If you want to hear me play more TTRPGs, you can catch me on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel or Happy Jack's RPG.
Hello, all your non-binary busy bee here. You can find me on Twitter as @B_Zelda or Instagram as @B_Zelda_. I'm a podcaster, streamer, TTRPG writer, and community manager for D&D Adventurers League, and I've recently updated my link tree to include some of my updated works, which includes Anime Attaché. I ran Dark Souls for the Streampunks. I appeared on Yaziba's Bed and Breakfast. You can catch me on Call of Cthulhu, Providence Decayed with a lot of this crew right here, 7 Raven, where I played a delightful goblin, Iron Edda Reforged in the Bubble, where I played a variety of characters, and Gunfucks, where I just got to swear a bunch and shoot things.
Nice.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and you can find me on Twitter @Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can also find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects if you subscribe through BattleBards.
And I am Wes Otis, and you can find me @PlateMailGames. You can find the show @12sidedstories, the numbers 12, then Sided Stories on Twitter and Instagram, or on our website @12sidedstories.com, all spelled out. You can give us a review on your favorite platform, throw 5 stars at us and let us know what you love about it, or give us a shout out. If you want, you can also join us over on Patreon or on Ko-fi to help support the show if you like what you're hearing. Finally, find us on Twitch. We have just started a show. Right now it's Providence Decayed, as B mentioned. But who knows what we'll be playing when you hear this, so we might be onto something new. If you want to hear back episodes of our stream, check those out on YouTube under Plate Mail Games. Thank you so much for listening. I can't wait. I cannot wait to see whether or not I can actually break Asha.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah. I am going to relish this. So I can't wait for the couple of days to see whether or not Asha is able to. It's going to be awesome. So show up next week and listen to more. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.